your reaction to this happening, and it's actually the fastest canonization in modern times, which is pretty exciting.
It is. It's a very exciting day for Catholics, and I think not just for Catholics. Pope John Paul II touched, you know, the hearts of the world in terms of his outreach and his ministry over many years, and so certainly an exciting day. And not just Pope John Paul II, another late Pope, Pope John the 23rd, will also be sainted as well.
Now, is it surprising that this happened so quickly?
I mean, at Pope John Paul II's funeral, people were kind of chanting Santo Subito, which was sainthood now. So there was certainly an excitement around his papacy, and certainly the crowds we saw in his death, you know, just showed the impact that he had over more than two decades of service to the Church. You know, and in some ways, I think it's very fitting that, you know, the Vatican did waive the typical five-year waiting period that that occurs generally when someone dies. Needs to be 5 years before they even open the cause into sainthood, and they waived that period, and here we are, you know, just 8 years after his death, and the announcement that he's going to be canonized at a date to be determined later. It's a very exciting day.
Now, he's been called, you know, one of the rock stars of the papacy. Would you agree with that, and would that have had anything to do with it, just his sheer popularity?
Well, I think for many people and many Catholics throughout the world, he was the Pope that they knew growing up. For someone who was elected in his 50s and served almost 30 years as Pope, very visible. He was one of the first popes to travel so extensively throughout the world. And of course, for Canadians and specifically for us in Toronto, you know, he began the World Youth Days and had that historic papal visit here, both in 1984, but for World Youth Days in 2002 that drew almost a million people to Downsview. So we had a very personal connection with him. I had a chance to meet the Holy Father, the late Holy Father, a couple of times. And there's a certain feeling when you just walked in the room and he was there that sort of transcended everything else. So a very special man, and obviously the Church has recognized that today.
And it's incredible that he was accessible to so many people.
I think he, you know, certainly his upbringing as someone who was an actor and somebody who looked at, you know, all the creative ways to evangelize or reach different audiences. So he saw that and saw that potential. And so I think in part his travels indicated that, in saying that it wasn't about, you know, the people coming to the Church per se in the Vatican in his case, but going to the people. And so unprecedented travel that he had, and just you know, his humor and approachability, and you know, always wanting to spend more time meeting people, reaching out to them, it really struck a chord with not just Catholics, like I say, but people of many faiths or no faith at all, who were just very struck with this powerful individual. And he also contributed in many ways, we believe, to you know, breakdown of communism in many parts of Europe, and influential leader in politics and global affairs.